Every year, the stories of jackbooted thugs of the state dispensing the spirit of Christmas warms my heart. Every year, there are stories of government agents dispensing the spirit of Christmas. They never fail to warm the depths of my heart. One story that caught my eye while scanning the headlines today was of Christian Kritzer, a Christmas tree farmer in Waynesboro, Virginia. Okay, technically, these particular state thugs weren't wearing jackboots, but they might as well have been. Christian Kritzer wanted to raise money for the Martha Jefferson Hospital Cancer Center Foundation in nearby Charlottesville. His wife recently won her battle with breast cancer, and as his way of showing gratitude to them, Christian wanted to give away Christmas trees in exchange for donations to Martha Jefferson Hospital's cancer program. Gratitude. It's what Christmas is all about, right? Only if you're a tree farmer grateful that the scourge of cancer didn't claim the life of your dear wife. Only if you want to show your gratitude by raising money for the good people who helped save the life of your darling bride. If you're one of those many soulless cretins, one of those dastardly career bureaucrats who believes in, with whatever soul you might have, the great calling of bureaucrats rule number one, the rules are more important than people. It's a timeless philosophy, really. Without rules, we're no better than apes, for God's sake. Without rules, who knows what might happen? The very fabric of society might unravel right before our very eyes. Yes, there are rules that are for the betterment of society. Thou shalt not kill comes readily to mind. Thou shalt not steal is another. Simple, really, like most good things are. Rules designed to enhance the power of the state don't really fall into that category, though, do they? No, rules like the one Christian Kritzer broke in his zeal to express his gratitude exist solely to make sure that we mere citizens know our place and don't stray from it. We're so unworthy, after all, for anything good and decent. The nanny state ninnies must absolutely pounce on us the second we step out of line or, God forbid, can I even say that anymore? The world might come crashing to a halt. Christian Kritzer's sin was to perform what city officials classed as retail activities, and he will be punished appropriately. Repeatedly, if necessary, to gain compliance with bureaucrats' rule number one. Heaven forbid a man should do something to show his gratitude, to help raise money for such a worthy cause. Who does he think he is? This year has certainly been plagued with its fair share of Scrooges and Grinches, disguised as government agents, threatening individuals with fines and arrest for such simple acts of kindness and charity as distributing free bottled water to the thirsty, giving away free food to the hungry and the destitute, and making thermal shelters available to house the homeless during cold winter nights, said John W. Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute. The Rutherford Institute is coming to Mr. Kritzer's aid, and thank God someone has the decency to do so. Thank God someone has the decency to stand up to these moronic Waynesboro bureaucrats who deserve nothing other than our scorn and ridicule. It's our hope that Waynesboro officials will focus on solving the many real and pressing problems plaguing their community, rather than creating problems where there are none. Did you hear that? That's the sound of common sense being trumpeted from the rooftops. Pity that bureaucrats are deaf to anything but the sounds of their own pathetic, mewling voices, screaming that the rules are more important than people! For more thought-provoking insights and current events commentary, please visit ChristopherDiarmani.com.